If you gotta think about it, she's not your thing.
This catchy tune, She's Not Your Thing, is one of 13 new songs from the Boston-based group Buffalo Tom. The trio has just released its 8th studio album, titled Skins. It's their second release since 2007, when they came off a long hiatus. The band pretty much fell off the radar in 1998 after being on the edge of alt-rock stardom. Their music was featured on TV shows like My So-Called Life and The Daily Show's Jon Stewart named Buffalo Tom, along with Bruce Springsteen and Tom Waits, one of his three favorite performers. Here's a reminder. Joining us to talk about Buffalo Tom's latest ventures is the band's guitarist and vocalist, Bill Janovitz. Welcome.
Thank you.
Reviewers of your new CD, they say that Skins is classic Buffalo Tom. You and bass player Chris Colburn and drummer Tom McGinnis, they say it sounds like the three of you just stepped out of a studio in the 90s. But of course, a lot has changed for all of you since then. Now you've got day jobs and kids and all of those other things. What do you think has changed about music and songwriting for you?
I think the music is still the same. I think even some of the lyrics are kind of the subject matter in a general sense is the same. It's sort of about trying to make sense of the world and relationships. I mean, we were going through things in our 20s that were very different than what we're going through in our 40s or vice versa. You know, now we've got kids and domestic balances that we've got to maintain, and we've got a little bit more heft to our years and maybe to our bodies as well. So I think now we write with a more wizened perspective, whereas I think we were more writing in an aspirational way maybe when we started.
Well, let's listen to one of those songs. This one's called Down.
I'm just an average Joe. I'm just someone you would know. The damage that Abe has done, they took his only son and brought him down, down.
So is that one of the songs that you would say, Bill, shows a little bit more heft to your songwriting?
I think the lyrics are a little bit more confident. I don't know if I would have written, it's almost a political song, you know, I mean, in an elliptical way. You know, I talk about things, but now from a father's perspective, as opposed to, let's say, a young guy going off to war, you know. So these are things that I wouldn't have probably even had the confidence to get into, I think, as a younger guy.
Right. And there's another one, too, that's sort of about changing life circumstances, and I'd like to listen to that one, too. That's called The Kids Just Sleep.
I never thought that life would carry on this way. Growing up outside of Baltimore, D.C. But as the sun goes down, I put my kids to sleep. I wonder if they hear their father start to weep. The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep.
Bit of a dark take on fatherhood there.
Yeah, and that's the lyrics written there from Chris Colburn, the bass player and other songwriter in the band. It's got that kind of almost new wave homage to it. But then the lyrics are, we learn things about each other from listening to each other's songs. You know, we don't really sit down as three friends and just shoot the breeze anymore. We just kind of, I'm getting a picture of what's going on in your life, maybe, or maybe not. Maybe it's just a story about somebody else. And that's often the case as well. It's just friends. We're not looking at, they're not all autobiographical by any means.
There's one song, too, I think it's one of my favorites on the new CD. It's called Don't Forget Me. And that's kind of a nostalgic look back by someone who doesn't have a teenager sense of immortality anymore. This one features a guest appearance by Tanya Donnelly from Belly and Throwing Muses fame. Let's listen.
Don't forget me, there's other boys for that. But I'm the one who did their bidding every time and did not. To be forgotten is the most frightening thought. For those boys
Oh, I like that song. That's beautiful.
Thank you. To have somebody like Tanya Donnelly on it as well, really kind of, it's very much an honor to have her on the record. And I just think her voice is beautiful.
Yeah, it is, definitely. You know, there's also the very powerful song, The Big Light. And that song grew out of a family tragedy, the murder of your uncle. Let's listen to a little bit first, and then I'd like you to describe it.
My uncle was murdered almost 2 years ago. You know, he was a mentor to me in the true sense of the word, and a big push behind my musical career, which, you know, I kind of grew up the first kid of five in a suburban, you know, Irish, Italian, Catholic family, and playing music was certainly not frowned upon. It was like, yeah, it was very much encouraged, but as a career, it wasn't a realistic option, you know. But he was this gay man, a single guy who was in the arts scene, and he had learned some lessons as he got older, and he said, always do music because that's what you love, and don't worry about money or anything else. It's always going to come. You know, just do what you love. And when he was murdered, obviously it was a huge blow, and I was the executor of the estate, so there I was in Florida and just trying to make sense and being overwhelmed by just the small items and that make up somebody's life, you know, and just the little things that he kept and the meaningful things that he kept as well.
After everything that's happened and all of the changes, family, kids, a successful day job, you're in real estate, I understand. Why keep doing this?
Yeah, that's a good question. no, it gets back to what my uncle said when I was 20 years old. Is, you sure you got to do what you love. And when I'm not doing it for a while, I miss it. When I'm doing it for too long, I just can't wait to get home and sit in my recliner and try to watch the Red Sox pull together at least a win or two.
Oh, good luck.
But I miss it. I really miss performing. I mainly would miss the writing and recording. You know, that's the part that means the most to me.
All right. Bill Janovitz plays guitar, sings, and writes songs for Buffalo Tom. The band's new CD is called Skins. For more on that, you can go to our website, hereandnow.org. And for our listeners in the Boston area, Buffalo Tom plays at the Paradise in Boston tonight. And we'll go out with the track, Here I Come. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Here I come.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now. Here.